Welcome to day 10.
Everything we do for love. It may be a winding road, but in the end, love is the source and love is the goal. Our hearts are comforted when we give. We know that giving is good. Swami Vivekananda advised, "It is not the receiver that is blessed, but it is the giver." Be thankful you are allowed to exercise your power of benevolence and mercy in the world, and thus you become pure and perfect. The beauty of love is that in giving it away, we are left with more than what we had before. In giving, it's important to recognize our true nature as pure spirit, pure love, pure being. Deepak Chopra writes, "We are all the same being in different disguises. If we can wake up each morning and think on the soul level, everyone I see is part of me, then loving and giving become effortless." Find ways to express love towards others in your life, even people you don't know. Commit to giving something each time you come in contact with another being. A kind word, a prayer, a little time, your talents. The more love you express through your generous and giving heart, the more the universe will give that love back to you. As we remind ourselves of the good feelings created by giving, it's also important to allow others to give to us so they can be comforted as well. Accept compliments with grace, gifts with gratitude, warm smiles with a grin, and allow others to assist you whenever they offer. Another person's gratitude is sweet nectar for our psyche. Consider giving and receiving an exquisite dance that you get to choreograph. Love yourself enough to maintain a balance between giving and receiving. Giving out of balance can feel as if we are depleting our resources emotionally or physically. Receiving out of balance can at times create a false sense of unworthiness. The divine exchange of giving and receiving is a natural process that unfolds effortlessly and easily when we look at our hearts for guidance. Practice being love by giving love, and it shall be returned, leaving you basking in the light and the unbounded joy of personal and universal love. Today you are giving to yourself the unmatched gift of spirit, the precious gift of meditation. Bask in the silence today, the gap between thoughts, where there is no time, no space, only love. Allow this message to settle in the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It is time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to three. Then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the Soham mantra or any personal mantra you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we are ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra Sat Chit Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Thank you. Chit Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Namaste.